The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. President Trump plans to visit Puerto Rico today, and watching him closely here will be Puerto Ricans like Natasha Otero, who is yet to hear from family in Ponce, Puerto Rico, since Hurricane Maria hit the island last month.
When there is a disaster that affects 3 million American citizens, and our president is talking about the NFL, that hurts. That hurts.
Otero is the South Florida chair of the National Puerto Rican Agenda, a Puerto Rican advocacy group. And since Maria, she's mobilized volunteers here from Miami to West Palm Beach. They've collected and shipped food, water, medicine, and other aid to the Caribbean U.S. territory and its 3.4 million U.S. citizens. Otero is politically independent, and she says she and other Puerto Rican leaders here haven't felt the support from President Trump they expected.
This should have woken him up.
Otero says the Puerto Rican crisis has instead elicited what she calls a callous response from Trump, like his initial tweet 5 days after the hurricane struck. Trump seemed to blame Puerto Rico itself, including its debt troubles, for the level of destruction. Then came his Twitter blast at Carmen Julín Cruz, the liberal mayor of Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan. She had criticized what she called the Trump administration's slow response. So Trump accused her of poor leadership and Puerto Ricans of not helping themselves enough.
They say this is Trump's Katrina. The same thing happened in Katrina.
Otero now compares Trump's performance in Maria to former President George W. Bush's controversial response to Hurricane Katrina 12 years ago.
They were wondering why it took so long to go and aid and help. And I think this is the same thing that is happening with Puerto Rico. I'm sad to say we're second-class citizens away from the mainland, so they don't have to think about the island.
Political analysts say Trump is trying to please his conservative base. But when he goes to Puerto Rico today, he'll try to quiet the growing criticism about the speed, scale, and tone of his engagement there. Hurricane Maria killed at least 16 people on the island and left millions with no power, food, or water. The president defends his response to the hurricane devastation. He points to the military's opening of Puerto Rican ports and the thousands of U.S. disaster relief workers on the ground. But the problem has been execution, getting aid into the island. Many Puerto Ricans here say family and friends there still feel cut off.
Don't let them hit you because they're main players in this whole thing.
At a warehouse in Wynwood last week, that desperation preoccupied Puerto Rican volunteers loading donations. Among them was Natasha Cortez. She's a Miami attorney who heads the Puerto Rican Bar Association of Florida.
They are very disconnected from any news, and so they are very isolated in terms of information. Their supplies are short in terms of water, gas, and food, all of the things they need to survive. They keep being told help is coming, but they have yet many of them to see it.
On CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, Florida's Republican Senator Marco Rubio said he recognized those frustrations, but he insisted the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is doing its job.
My concern was not that FEMA wasn't responding. There's a tremendous amount of aid that's gone into Puerto Rico. The problem is it wasn't getting to Puerto Ricans because it had to be distributed from San Juan to the different municipalities. Those distribution systems were victims of the storm themselves. They were broken.
Rubio said this isn't the time for political bickering, and there would be plenty of time for that after Puerto Rico's recovery. But Natasha Otero of the National Puerto Rican Agenda says by then the president could face not just political bickering, but political consequences.
3 million American citizens in Puerto Rico, but he has 5.1 million American citizens that are Puerto Rican in the United States that are now very upset.
Unlike those in Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans living on the U.S. mainland can vote in U.S. elections, and most vote Democrat. Their numbers in Florida are likely to grow significantly because so many Puerto Ricans are now expected to come here to escape their island's wreckage. They're already coming. Florida's governor, conservative Republican Rick Scott, knows that. Scott may run for senator next year, and yesterday he declared a state of emergency. The reason? To make sure Florida can help Puerto Rico's hurricane refugees get the support they need. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.